This month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, its special purpose is this, that we have to, with regards to our biggest enemy, the nafs, we have to fight against the desires. We should never listen to anything the nafs says, because there are very few days, and for this reason, Allah has, for this clash with the desires, Allah has given great rewards if we do it properly. That when your nafs, your desires prevents you from doing something good, and you implement that action, then 70 times extra reward you will get, we will get. On every good deed, Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward for beating the nafs, for winning over the nafs. The nafs makes us sleep, makes us lazy, makes us negligent. The nafs desires, it minimizes deeds and makes them look small scale. It says, what's the point of doing nafal? What's the necessity for sunnah? For this reason Allah has given the reward for fard in Ramadan, that I will give you the reward of fard when you do a nafal action, a extra action in this month. So we have to be extra careful of one thing. We need to sleep less, we need to eat less, we need to speak less, and Allah's ahkams, His orders, instructions, as much as possible, we need to implement them by beating the nafs. Not that when it's, oh, let's just quickly sleep, or it's too hard, or how will we complete the day? In these 30 days, we shouldn't play any games. Whatever we should try to attain, then we will have to crush the desires and reduce our once we'll think, how can I do this? I can't sleep fully, I won't be able to do this, I can't eat, I can't sleep. You have to work hard against these things. So in any action, when a person should not be lazy, negligent, that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us, instructed us to do something, fully we should implement that. Every good deed we should try to attain, to practice, to implement. So totally in these 30 days, look, one day of Taraweeh is already gone. We didn't even know, it's gone, hasn't it? One night's gone. One Taraweeh is finished, one night's gone, the fast has come. This will also end. Very quickly the time will pass. But great rewards we will lose out if we do not fight against our desires. If we do not fight against our nafs and implement that deed that's there available for us. So first and foremost, we should think, you should think, that today the fast is starting now. And we have to try our best. That wherever we get an opportunity to do an action, we need to do the action. We need to reach somewhere, to do something. Because our connection is with a great deed. In other words, dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah. We are attached to that. We are accustomed to that. Every moment we must do dhikrullah. And the biggest good fortune for us is that we get the gatherings of dhikr. The gatherings of dhikr. No gathering of dhikr should we leave for the sake of laziness. May Allah give His mercy to us, give His grace to us. If we get, mashallah, if for example there's a valid excuse, that's different. But if we fall prey to laziness, then we will be defeated. We'll have been defeated by the nafs. Just like shaitan has been imprisoned by Allah, Allah could have imprisoned the nafs, the desires. But why didn't He? Because then the objective of the fast would have ended. The meaning of fasting is that your nafs, your desires are present. You should fight against your desires and attain Allah's rewards. So remember this. Everything that is there in front of us, desires, we must reduce our desires. Doesn't matter what come what may, we must bear that. So start this month like that. That this is a fight. The fight is on with the nafs, the desires during Ramadan. We're not going to listen to our desires at all. Doesn't matter if we want to come dhikr, our eyes are closing, we're falling, we're sleepy. Say, no, I'm going to sit in dhikr, I'm going to go to the majlis, the gathering. This Ramadan majlis, whether we'll get here or not, we don't know if we'll get it again in our lives. So today, this majlis, once it's gone, it's history. Finished. Then you have to wait until the next year if you are alive still. And ask somebody who's in the grave now that how he'll be envious of us, how he'll be jealous of us that we're sitting in Ramadan doing dhikrullah in the world whilst we're alive. So try your best, utmost effort, pray, come for salah, after salah sit down and just take all other things out of your mind, forget everything else, recite the Durood Sharif.